Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, the Browns give 10 at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
I hope that you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Go inside the defense with Armani Bryant as he breaks down his 3 sacks on Marcus Mariota.
Joel Bitonio takes you into the kitchen to learn how to make the perfect pie.
And the Joe Thomas Hour goes full on pilgrim. Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Well, it's a group effort here at the food bank today as players are joined by Browns staff, the team from News Channel 5, and football players from Glenville, all here in a joint effort to help those in need that are served by the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
Well, joining us from the Greater Cleveland Food Bank is the Director of Communications, Karen Posner. Now, listen, this is a hectic day, hectic time of year. A little bit more hectic today, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about who the Greater Cleveland Food Bank helps.
Sure. We have over 800 member programs that we serve throughout a 6-county area. You know, today is a great day because we have so many volunteers from the Brown staff and players alumni coming in, and we are prepping food for the holidays. So we'll be making sides in our kitchen. We'll be loading turkeys that are going out to our member agencies, as well as having folks repack food here in our volunteer area.
Wow, that is so great. So for all the Browns fans watching this morning, how can they help you at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank?
You know, the best thing to do is to go to our website at greatercleveland.org, and you can either volunteer, you can make a donation. There's lots of different ways to find out how to get involved and learn some more about us.
You know, the interesting thing about this is it's not just Thanksgiving when,
right,
when you want to help everybody out. This is year-round, right?
It is a year-round problem. Thanksgiving is one of our busiest times, but we need the volunteers. We need the donations throughout the year. One of our other busiest times is the summertime when kids are out of school and they need those summer meals.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for having us today. It's so great to be a part of this. And Dog Pound, just as Karen said, visit greatercleveland.org to learn more.
And one player that never misses an opportunity to serve and to give 10 is Gary Barnage. Take an inside look at the man, the myth, and the legend.
Gary, I want to be so nasty on these guys and scream every step, but I want to up it more than we've ever upped it. That's all I want.
In a game, if you have a 15 to 18 play drive, it definitely takes your wind out. Because whether you're running routes, you're sprinting for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, you're coming back, then you got to block a 300, 280 pound guy and try and move him for 2.5, 3 seconds. And you do that 18 plays out, it takes a toll on you, it wins you, it gets your wind. So I think that's a huge aspect. You've got to be in shape for that. If you can't gather your wind quick, it's tough to keep staying out there.
McCown, play action to Duke Johnson. Looks, throws, left side for Barnage. What a catch down by the pylon!
Every year has been different. I started off as a receiving tight end and moved the blocking back and forth. What I'll take as a compliment, because then people say, oh, he can block, oh, he can catch, which why it just to me it's both. He can do both instead of just one or the other. And I think that's what a whole tight end room tries for. We don't want to give any keys to the defense as in, oh, this guy's only going to run the ball when he's in. He's only going to throw the ball when he's in. And we try to strive where no matter who's in there, you don't know if it's going to be a run or a pass. And I think it just makes it harder on the defenses.
That's a catch. Definitely a catch.
Yeah, Barnage says it's a catch, therefore it has to be.
It's my 8th year, so 8 years is a long time in the league. I think guys look up to me in the room, and I try to help them. I think we all try to help each other, because it's not like one person is a leader. I think all of our guys can be leaders, because they're going to see things we're not going to see. I'm going to see things they're not going to see. I think it's just helping each other out. That's a huge aspect, and we preach that in our room with our coach, too. He says, hey, if I miss something, point it out to me. So we're all coaching each other. I think that helps our whole room.
Third down. Here comes the blitz. He's got to get rid of this. He's going to fire it towards the end zone. Barnage up in the air, and he battles for the ball, and he's got it in his lap. Touchdown, Browns!
I've seen the catch 2 times where it landed on my leg. I squeezed my legs and brought it in. It was a little bit of a luck and awareness. I felt the ball in my legs. It's luck that it landed there. And I just squeezed my legs and I brought it up because I saw a defender run over. I knew I had to get it to my hands because he saw the same thing. I don't think he saw it hit the ground. So he's like, oh, got to get this ball out. So I was trying to get it to my hands as quick as possible so that would be a catch. And it all worked out. The only thing that I do cherish about it is we got the win. Because it wouldn't have mattered. If we didn't win, I wouldn't care one time about the catch or anything. But the fact that we actually won the game, too, that helps a lot. But I don't really look back on stuff like that because you can't rely on the past. You got to keep doing it, keep going forward.
Let's go.
I would trade all my stats for wins. I could not catch one ball. If we get the win, I don't care. I'd be happy with it because that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. It's not about personal stats in my eyes. So I don't really relish all that stuff. I'm more relishing the guys and how they do versus how I do. And I'm sure they're the same way.
Wow, it is so great to see Gary having such a great year. Did you know he only needs two more touchdowns in order to tie Ozzie Newsome as the all-time high-scoring tight end for the Browns? Now, I don't know about you, but I think it would be pretty cool if that happened tomorrow night against Ozzie's Ravens.
Fingers crossed. We'll see.
We'll see. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Armani Bryant breaks down his sacks on Mariota, and Joel learns the techniques to make the perfect football food.
That's really good.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Well, it is great to see all of the volunteers here at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Things are really starting to hustle and bustle right now. Well, earlier this year, Nathan Zagura had a chance to talk to Armani Bryant after he had a great game against the Titans. He sacked Marcus Mariota three times. Let's check it out.
Here with Browns defensive lineman and outside linebacker, a man of many talents, Armani Bryant. Armani, great game against the Titans. Three sacks, I'm going to call three, officially two and a half, but we're going to give you three since you were there three times around Marcus Mariota. What was kind of the key to success for you in that game?
Just don't give up on your rush. You just got to keep going. I know it was a long game, and we had to go out there for that extra drive to shut them down. I mean, so we just had to just keep fighting, keep pushing, and it paid out.
All right, now on that one, unblocked, you just took advantage of your speed, your strength, your desire to get Mariota to the ground. But the first sack, you had to give a little bit of a move there. So I'm going to play a little offensive lineman here. I'm a little slight for offensive line, but I'm going to do what I can do. So what did you do on that first one?
All right. I was lined up on the left. It's two tight ends outside.
Right. So I come here, might be a tight end. You want me to be a tight end?
Yeah, you
tackle?
Be a tackle. You be a tackle. Right. I'm just a little wide. I came off the ball, took a step, and act like I was going to drop. And then I went. Then a tackle blocked down.
So I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to you anymore.
I'm not even paying attention to me anymore.
And what do you call that when you give the guy the look off like that?
I call that a coffee house.
A coffee house?
Yeah.
Why do you call it a coffee house?
Just like taking a little break, a little coffee break.
Okay.
You know, you want to just fake
it. So
you
told you were dropping, and so I'm not paying attention, and then boom, yeah. Quarterback get in. I'm like, what just happened?
What just happened?
Armani Bryant. Exactly. That's what just happened. All right, so last year, let's go back to last year in training camp. You were dominant. You had a great nickname that kind of surfaced around these parts. I thought you were my preseason pick to lead the team in sacks. And, of course, you have the ACL. What does it mean to kind of come back now from that and have the success you did here in game number two of the season against the Titans?
It feels good. I mean, it means everything. I mean, coming from, like, starting off so good and then being knocked all the way back down, I mean, just humbled me a little bit more and just made me a little bit more hungry to go back out there and get back to where I was.
So do you like being an outside linebacker more than being a down lineman? You like standing up in that two-point stance?
I kind of like the outside linebacker a little bit more. I mean, it's not as fast, not as quick as the inside, but I like the edge a lot.
What can we expect from you and this defense the rest of the way?
Hopefully a lot of more big plays and a lot of quarterback sacks.
That's right. Armani Bryant, he had the hat trick. I don't care what they say. Three of them against the Tennessee Titans. The Browns seven as a team. Great defensive effort. Congratulations. Yeah. We want to see more from you, Mr. Armani Bryant.
Thank you.
You got it.
Well, no doubt the defense has had struggles this season, but with some injuries to Ravens running back Justin Forsett and Joe Flacco, of course their quarterback, out for the entire season, this is a great opportunity for the defense to put up a good showing.
Well, injuries, of course, are an unfortunate part of professional football, which makes the medical staff here a really important part of the team. And University Hospital partners with the Browns for all of their medical care. And it really starts where every workout should, with stretching.
It's always good at every level to maintain proper flexibility, and doing so is very important and helps prevent injuries.
In terms of kind of getting a player ready to participate in either a game or a practice situation, the important thing is trying to almost kind of prime the tank a little bit.
Stretching does help reduce injuries in the fact that you're activating the muscles before you put them under a high level of stress or fatigue, and it also helps improve the flexibility and range of motion of a joint.
One of the things you want to do is try and warm up the muscles before you kind of get them ready to participate in an activity, and so there's a lot of different ways you can do that. So static stretching, which means sitting there and kind of stretching your joints, dynamic stretching, which means more of a motion-based stretching exercise, and then some people feel that it's more important to really kind of do some kind of a warm-up activity, either a short jog to kind of get things ready to go before you would start to do any kind of a stretching exercise to minimize risk or potential risk from the actual stretching exercises themselves.
I would say probably the biggest misconception that some people have is that stretching can cause an injury. Now, if you're stretching a cold muscle, you are increasing the chance that you could injure that muscle, and that's why we recommend a proper warm-up before stretching.
Just like with any kind of machine, and we're really, you know, very fine-tuned, amazing machines, is that if you try and push it past what its specifications are, that's where you can kind of lead to injury. And so something as benign as stretching, that can lead to an injury if you're not careful.
Dog pound all day, baby.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sarah, as a former player who has had my fair share of injuries, especially some muscle injuries, that 90-minute period before the game really to get stretched is critical. All right, Dog Pound, keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When we return, Joel Bitonio goes from lineman to line cook and the best 2 minutes of your life with Joe Thomas.
It's when you trip and
Topher is a fan.
Yeah, but you can't get up after.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, we all feel a little bit smaller next to Joel Bitonio, who now joins us from the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Joel, this is your second year on the Browns, also your second year here at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Tell us about why you like to come to the
event. Yeah, I mean, I like giving back as much as I can during the season, but especially during the holiday season. You know, a lot of people need some help out there with the food, and the Cleveland Food Bank does an awesome job, you know, giving back to the community. And right now we're doing some, like, packing some backpacks for kids to take home over the break so they have a few meals to have over the break. But it's just a great cause, and I'm happy to help.
Well, that's great. It's so great to see you here. And speaking of food, you've kind of become a Cleveland foodie here.
A little bit.
I've enjoyed watching you travel. Actually, you just went to Dewey's Pizza, and we're going to check it out right now.
What's up, Dog Pound? This is Joel Bitonio. We're out here in Lakewood, Ohio at Dewey's Pizza, about to try some of the best pizza in town. Let's go and see how it's made. Come on.
My name's Dave Eigel. We're at Dewey's Pizza in Lakewood. Joel is coming in. We're going to show him how to toss some pizza, top some pizza. And I'm pretty sure he probably already knows how to eat some pizza, so that, we don't have to teach him that.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, Joel, how's it going?
Nice to meet you, man.
Thanks
for having me. Nice to
meet you, too. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you showing up today.
I love pizza, so I'm excited to get down and see how you guys make some.
Joel, this is Tom. He's our kitchen manager.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. He leads the team. He's going to show you everything you need to know.
Cool.
You ready to make some pizzas?
Let's do it.
All right, here's the hat.
Oh,
apron.
Part of the team.
Yep.
Let's put the apron on first.
Your new uniform.
Awesome.
There you go. We're going to walk up. This is our toss station. We have the windows so all the kids that come with their families can see us when we make their pies. I'm going to show you what we call table work.
Okay.
So I like to use the base of my palm right
gotcha.
There and kind of go counterclockwise or clockwise. It's up to
try
you. Go ahead.
Here.
Yeah.
How do you spread it out so much?
Well, that's the next step.
Okay.
But after the table work's done,
yeah.
We're going to pick it up, and this is the part that everybody loves.
Okay.
We're going to slap it. And when we slap it, we want to turn it kind of 45 degrees.
Right.
And you're really slapping your hands together. Really slap it. You can get mad at it. You can slap those hands together. Kind of like I assume you're yelling at Alex Mack, maybe.
Yelling at
in
Alex
the
Mack.
Huddle, yeah.
Slapping, yell at me.
Clapping
I don't
your
yell
hands.
At him,
so what I do, I got my hands right here. And I'm going to start like this.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to kind of flip it.
Oh.
And that's where that kind of basketball. Yeah,
hands.
Exactly like that. So
So which way are you?
So I start my hands like this, and then I just kind of flip them around. Yeah, that's good. That's not bad. Yeah. There we go.
One more time. Oh, there we go.
That was the one?
I think we got a perfect thrust here.
All right, Joel, I think we're ready to go in the oven. When we get ready to launch, you're going to bump your board against there, make sure that pizza's still moving. The worst thing that can happen is when I get stuck going in.
Oh, you don't want to start over.
No. Kind of give the board a gentle shake at an angle.
Right.
Just get it going and pull it kind of back towards you as it's on the oven. Oh, perfect.
Man.
You're a pro already.
Oh, man, it's a teacher, man. We're killing it right now, guys.
All right, we got
here comes the pizza, man.
And Dr. Dre.
Looks like I did a great job.
You did, man. That's good work.
That's really good. So, you guys work at a pizza place. You own a pizza place. What are you guys' favorite toppings?
Number one is and always will be pepperoni.
Okay, I second that.
If I had one topping I could have on a pizza for the rest of my life, that would be it. I'd be cool with it.
I think that's a solo topping, too. Like, you can get a pepperoni pizza and never complain. You know what I mean? Like, pepperoni pizza, I love pepperoni pizza. You can eat it every day. I think if you have a good gourmet pizza, you know, and you're watching a football game on a Saturday, college game, or, you know, a Sunday, and just enjoying a nice slice of pizza, I really think there's nothing better.
I mean, you can't beat it. It's, you know, American is apple pie, pizza and football, right?
Yeah, and there's so many ways to go about it. Like, we got buffalo chicken pizza. It's like having the wings. You know what I mean? Like, you could celebrate. You could run around the room with a little pizza in your hand, you know?
Spike it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a quick tailgate food, too. Just pick up a couple to go and take it down to the tailgate. You know, it feeds a lot of people.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. Great pizza, great place, great people. It's awesome. If you're ever in Lakewood, Ohio, come to Dewey's. It's an awesome place. I'm on to my next destination.
Well, Joel is a whiz in the kitchen. And oh, by the way, if you're wondering where Joel went, well, they needed him back in the kitchen.
And we're about to head back there ourselves. But first, we have Joe Thomas Hour coming up next. We'll be right back.
This week's three signs for success presented by Crystal Clear Imaging. Number one, take advantage of the Ravens' loss of Flacco and Forsett and shut down their injury-depleted offense. Number two, strike balance between the run game and go to playmakers like Barnage and Benjamin. Number three, eliminate mistakes and don't let penalties control the game. Watch for these three signs for success when the Browns kick off Monday night at 8:30 on ESPN. Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, this time of year, everybody likes to be thankful for something, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you know what I'm thankful for?
What?
The Joe Thomas Hour. Take a look.
Welcome to the Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life, special Thanksgiving edition. We've got Tremont Williams here, best cornerback in Cleveland Browns history, and we're going to hit him with a few easy Thanksgiving trivia questions. All right, first question for you. Do you know when Thanksgiving is?
Of course. November 25th.
Incorrect. It's always the fourth Thursday in November. So good try. Good start. Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Because we're thankful for everything that, you know, God's done for us. And I think that's the correct terminology.
Absolutely. Well done. Who was at the very first Thanksgiving?
The turkey.
The turkey was there. Correct answer. Survey says number one. Ding, ding, ding. All right. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Sweet potato casserole.
Ooh. Heavy. Yes, I love it. So I'm a big deep fried turkey guy. Do you guys ever deep fry a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Of course. Love it.
Oh, love it. Do you guys ever have any like traditions growing up on Thursday, like watching football, or do you do anything as a family usually?
Typically watching football, but lately I've been playing on the Thursday. Unfortunately, we're not playing on this Thursday, but we play on Monday, so that's cool. That's even better.
Do you usually do any of your own cooking on Thanksgiving?
Never. never. If the wife's not cooking, we're going to take it to Honey Baked Ham, and they're going to have a good ham for us, or a turkey, and we're going to live like that.
Absolutely. If you were fighting for the wishbone with KK, who would win?
For the wishbone? Mm-hmm. I think KK might win that one right there. You know, he's kind of feisty little guy, so I think KK may win it.
He is a little bit feisty. All right, now I got a fun one for you. Can you please look into the camera and pronounce this word and tell me what it is?
Tryptophan.
Ooh, very close, very close. Now, can we please define it?
It's when you trip. It's when you trip and
over
you
the fan.
Yeah, but you can't get up after.
All right. You've fallen and you can't get up.
Yes.
Sounds like you need life alert.
I think so.
On Joe's list of things to be thankful for this holiday season, his consecutive snap streak, which is, oh, by the way, currently at 8,561, which is the longest in the NFL.
Wow, and thank you to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank for having us today. And make sure you participate in Browns Giving Tuesday. Go to clevelandbrowns.com to see all the cool prizes you could win for being generous this holiday season. And proceeds will benefit the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Well, thanks for joining us, Dog Pound, as always. We'll see you next week, and go Browns!
6:48 left to go in overtime. Now they've taken this possession to try and win it. Snap is back. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is... Good!